Hi, I'm Allie Gertz.
And I'm Julia Prescott. And this podcast is brought to you by
Everything's Coming Up Simpsons. Make sure to tune in on September 11th.
We are talking about the episode Radio Bart with a special guest you may recognize.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright.
And actually, I'm Bart Simpson. Who the hell are you?
We're so excited.
Oh, this is so good.
This was one of our favorite episodes we've ever done.
Mark your calendars. I don't know. You're probably already downloading it. What is this life?
September 11th, we are joined by, you already heard her, Nancy Cartwright. We're so excited. Please tune in.
All right. Bye. Feral Audio.
Hi, Slumber Party with Allie and Georgia.
This is the podcast. It's kind of like a slumber party, and we are in pajamas. We're in my apartment.
That's Allie. This is Georgia.
I'm so comfortable right now.
You look really comfortable.
I'm swaddled in a blanket.
You're swaddled.
You know when you see babies and you're like, that looks cool, just to have someone put you in a blanket?
A baby burrito?
Yes. I feel like a baby burrito
right now.
You look
like a baby burrito.
I'm going to start burping.
Hey, what'd you learn this week, Allie?
Oh, that's a good question. This is a really sad thing, though.
Oh, good.
I'm like, I could tell you that a group of flamingos is called a flamboyance, which is one thing I learned, but I learned that in 2 seconds on Twitter, so that doesn't count. But I did learn that there was an Armenian genocide. Did you know about
this? I live in Little Armenia, and so...
Straight up hardcore 100 years ago, started on April 24th, Armenian genocide, 1.5 million people killed. They sent the women and children and elderly on a death march into the desert. They killed a lot of the males. And Turkey's like, I don't know if I'd call it a genocide. Like, they still don't want to call it that. And I had no idea anything about Armenian history and all of these things. And I also feel like living in... There was like a really big Armenian population in Glendale and East Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. You live in a Little Armenia. And I'm like, I should have known more about this.
And every year they have what's their Day of Remembrance called?
It's called Now, because there's flags all over cars right now. But I feel like East Side hipsters and like Glendale Armenian population, I feel like sometimes I hear snark about Armenians and I feel like that's not cool.
It's not. And the neighborhood I live in, they're all cool people.
Nice families.
Nice families.
But yeah, I feel like that's a nationality where like hipsters still think it's okay to be like, oh, I had this Armenian Uber driver. And you're like, you wouldn't say that about any other nationality. And like, they've been through some shit.
Yeah.
Read up on it, bitches.
Yeah.
Anyway,
sure.
What'd you learn? Sorry, that was depressing.
No, it was. It's something everyone should know about. And I'm sure all our Armenian listeners appreciate you saying that.
You said that like someone talking about a prostate exam. That's something everyone should know about.
Okay, continue. Prostate check, guys. Okay, I learned about this new kind of therapy that I'm going to called EMDR.
And it sounds like a Skrillex concert.
It's really weird. It stands for Eye Movement Desensitization and Reprocessing. And basically what you do is you go through traumatic experiences as the therapist makes you like do certain exercises with your eyes, and so you have a better way of getting into those memories.
Okay.
And you reprocess them with the eye movement.
So walk me in. You walk into the room. Is there a machine?
No.
Is there a flashlight?
It's all her and her finger, or it's like some tapping. She can do tapping that like makes you focus on that, and it helps tap into memories that you've repressed. It addresses traumatic or distressing past memories that a person has often repressed in order to avoid dealing with it. So it's you know how some therapies are like, you talk about it for the next 5 years. Yeah. This is like, you're going to get shit done. We're going to talk about the time you got pantsed in fifth grade, and you're going to get past it. You're going to process it in a different way because your brain is working by following the finger or by doing eye movements.
You don't pull the finger, do you?
Don't pull the finger. But then let's see. It used to help. It helps with the systems of post-traumatic stress disorder. Because when traumatic or distressing experiences occur, it may overwhelm normal coping mechanisms, and the memory and associated stimuli are inadequately processed.
So break that down for me.
So, oh God, hold on. Let's see.
So essentially you're getting kind of past the conscious mind into the subconscious to revisit and get through trauma by like skipping over your thinky talky part into your feely remembery part.
Yeah. They lead a patient through an 8-phase treatment, including a series of left to right and right to left eye movements in a way that's meant to process memories stored in the brain.
Okay. Let's talk about how it makes you feel.
I just started. I haven't even done it yet, but we're doing the collection phase of it. Ooh. Where she talks about what the fuck happened to you. And I'm like, here's what happened to me. I almost cried. I don't cry in therapy.
Did it feel good? What? How come almost cried? Did you not let yourself let loose?
Well, because I don't get that far. I mean, I'm not a monster.
I cried at Nordstrom Rack yesterday. I saw a pair of earrings that were $16.97. Betsy Johnson. They had bugs on them. And I was like, I don't deserve these.
Oh, my God.
I started crying at Nordstrom Rack.
Perfect. We're great.
Well, you want to meet somewhere in the middle?
Yeah. Let's do it. Hey,
so you're excited about it.
Yeah, I'm hopeful. I think it might help me get past it. I think it'll help me deal with the shit that gives me so much anxiety and fear of life and constant fear of being in danger. Mm-hmm. I can go back and see the things that started that, deal with those, and so I'm not constantly feeling like I'm in danger. Also, car accidents. I can be like, I'm not going to always get in a car accident.
Yeah, because you've had some serious car accidents.
So you deal with those specific things instead of like, my mom was mean, you know?
Yeah.
And you can now, in this life, move on without those fears and anxieties.
How exciting.
I know. Maybe it'll work. I'll let
you
guys know.
It's like a makeover for your mind.
If anyone has done it, please email us and let us know how it goes. Hey, let's introduce our awesome, totally cool
guest. I would love to.
We're so stoked.
We've had a girl crush on her since like 2005. Seriously. I'd say like 10 years.
And you guys probably have too.
Her name is Molly McAleer. She goes by Molls. She's a writer. She's a podcaster, TV writer. She's an author. She's putting out a book. She's like,
she told us not to
chihuahua call owner. No, I just think that that's maybe not fat. Well, you know,
I'm sorry. You're
actually
an author.
You know what? Yeah, you're right. I was a blogger for like 8 years before I allowed myself to call myself a writer. Like it wasn't until I got my first TV job that I was like, oh, I'm a writer. So I guess you're right. Maybe I'm an ebook author.
I think you're an author.
I don't know why I need to qualify it.
You're an author. Also co-founder of HelloGiggles.com.
Yeah.
Holy smokes.
I've done some stuff. But girl, wait. I want to tell you, I'm so happy that you talked about the Armenian genocide because first of all, I live in Glendale. Mm-hmm. But second of all, I grew up in Boston where there's like a huge Armenian population and the Armenian Genocide Museum.
Oh, wow.
And so I'm shocked that you've never heard of because it was such a hot button issue. Like, weren't they trying to get Obama even to like say that the Armenian Genocide didn't happen? And he didn't necessarily give, he either gave the response or not gave. I just remember there was like a issue where Obama did or did not say that there was an Armenian
but he
genocide.
But he didn't like stand up for the bros. He was
I'm not clear, okay. But I remember it being
might
like a political issue that was hot button. And I was like, I love Armenians. Yeah. I went to high school with so many of them and I live amongst them now.
Let's ask Molly.
Oh, yeah. What'd you learn this week?
Well, I learned the hard way that the Bachelorette premiere is on May 18th because I woke up on Tuesday morning, like ready to get my coffee and come back and have my little 2-hour moment because I just assumed because I saw a link like talking about the Bachelorette premiere that it was this week. Mm. And I'm a Hulu, Netflix, iTunes person. So I came home, like got my little coffee. I was ready to like sink into the couch. Aww. And treat myself to a 2-hour. And then I was like, no, it's nowhere. Maybe I'll buy it on iTunes. Not even there. I got like kind of desperate. I was like, oh, I'll pay $19.99 for a season pass of this garbage. That so soothes me. But yeah.
Oh, we watch it. It's great.
Who's the Bachelorette this season?
Yeah.
Well, you know, they did the most terrible thing ever where they took Britt and Caitlin and then they made the guys pick. So they took the Bachelorette back out of control.
Is that shitty?
Yeah. That is shitty. And did they pick Caitlin?
Well, they haven't announced it yet, but.
Oh, Jesus.
I would hope to God. Because Britt was just, did you watch?
I watched the last half and Britt was like a smoking hot, like air quotes, waitress. She was an actress.
We're trying to figure out where she works. My friend Amy and
I. Oh, wow.
I just pictured her at Saddleback Ranch the whole time because it's so awful.
Apparently it's like a pizzeria in Santa Monica.
Okay. I feel like she's really a call girl or an actress.
Totally. 100%.
I heard some shit about, recently someone told me shit about call girls and the reality of like go to any really nice hotel and if there's a beautiful young woman sitting by herself at the like this is a normal thing that these women just go and sit and then go upstairs with the men.
It makes sense. Yeah. It's kind of like taxis around an airport.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the supply demand, I guess.
I just can't imagine like I mean, gross because
so much
who
assumption.
Knows what the dude's like.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
I also go and hang out at hotels and no one's ever walked up to me thinking I was a prostitute. So now my feelings are kind of hurt.
Maybe they haven't. You just didn't realize you're so not in the zone that you're like, oh, what time is it? Oh, it's whatever. And you're supposed to give them the wink and the nod. And that's how you know.
Oh, like the
know.
Girl in the corner in the hoodie with the laptop, like downing white wine furiously isn't here for sex.
I feel like if that's some like weird businessman's type, then you should be scared of him.
Yeah,
like
totally.
That's what.
Like a laptop gremlin.
Exactly.
That's my thing. It's great. Hotels are the best place to work out, right?
Yeah, where do you work?
Don't tell anyone. They'll fault.
Sex
they'll
trolls.
They'll stalk her.
Oh, yeah, okay. So
where do I work?
I mean, do you have a hotel lobby?
Oh, a hotel
that's
that I work out of? Well, I lived on Doheny for a really long time, so I used to just like walk down to the Four Seasons, if that's normal, and then sit at the bar and like write.
And they don't question, they like let you sit there, right?
You're allowed to sit at a hotel bar. Yeah.
Yeah, I get kicked out. They escort me out every time.
You just have to act like you belong. Like I say, keep minimal luggage on you in terms of just like look like you just came down from your room.
Okay.
And just walk in and own it.
Own the fucking place.
And then just say like when they bring the bill, say, you know what? I'm going to put this on my card. So that sounds like you're not putting it on your room that you're staying in.
Like you're deciding at that moment not to put it on your room.
Yeah.
That's great.
I like that.
I like that. Who's got good snacks?
Hotel wise?
Yeah.
I mean, I just think like the Sunset, what is it? Not the Sunset Marquee, Sunset Plaza.
Mm-hmm.
It has the best pool and snacks and drinks.
You could just, this is so new to me. Like I just went for the first time to Chateau Marmont and had lunch there.
Mm-hmm.
And like it was so nice and people watchy and like they won't kick me out really. Like they don't know that they don't know what I'm like.
They didn't know you peed in the pool.
They don't know I pee in pools. Like, and I'm not even in the pool. Like I squat over a pool and I pee into it. Is that weird? Like, can you just go to the pool and hang out there?
Yeah.
I think you can.
Some places will charge you a towel fee.
Oh, that's fine.
Like, I know it at Sunset Plaza, it's like $75 to reserve a seat for the day, which is insane.
Yeah. They do that at
Tropicana.
Roosevelt,
too. Yeah.
And same I'm thing. Like, don't you know who I think I am? And then all their shit's so expensive.
I know. It's like a $17 rum and Diet Coke, if that's your steed.
Do you know what I did when I went to... when I went to Chateau Marmont, like I drove by the valet and I was like, $17. And so I drove around the back, parked like up in the hills, like a fucking hobo,
mm-hmm.
and like walked down in my heels and was like, I'm not paying $17.
I did that.
Oh, I am so not fancy anymore. I don't do anything like that. I will like, I'm more like bring a six pack of Bud Light to the Sportsman's
in
Lodge.
Purse,
like, do you know Sportsman's Lodge?
No.
In Glendale. It's like the best pool. It's if you go during the week, there's no families there or anything.
Oh my
it's
God.
Like,
I hate
it's
families.
Like totally, it does get a little, a pool with kids is
worse.
Different than.
Don't, I never ever want to see you dip a diaper baby in a pool.
No.
I never.
You know what I saw at Roosevelt that. Once is someone had their naked baby and it wasn't even a baby. This kid was like legit 3 and there was like fucking hippie Coachella parents and it was like naked baby in the pool and everyone was like, this is awkward. I don't know where to look.
Is this Europe? Like you can't do that.
I think now by law too, in the last like 2 years, the health department makes you put up like if you've had active diarrhea in the last 4 hours.
Which is the best sign.
Which I'm like, I think that disqualifies all babies because aren't they just pretty much always just,
they're just
milk diarrhea
machine.
Fountains? Like, aren't they just until the age of like 6, they just have constant milk diarrhea?
Ellie, what was wrong with you when you were 5? You had constant milk diarrhea. How you doing?
There's just about
you guys. How do we feel about cloth diapers?
I don't know. Who cares?
I mean, God bless, but like that sounds like a lot of work,
doesn't it?
It's like
making your own baby food. It's like that's what it's there for, to buy.
I have a Brita and I don't even use it. I'm like, where's this? I just go for bottled water. I don't do anything eco-friendly. I'm the worst. I litter. Like I'm terrible.
One of my favorite things that I think I've ever read from you, which I think about all the time, like I've probably thought about it like 4 times a week for the last like 8 years.
Oh my God, what's it gonna be?
You tweeted something about how everyone knows that car water is breast cancer water.
Oh, it is.
Wait,
yeah.
What?
If like a water bottle is sitting in your car for more than 10 seconds, it's full of breast cancer.
Oh my God, I love it.
And testicular cancer as well. Like when Derek and I first started dating, he had one mug in one regular cup and
that's it in his home?
Well, like, he had, like, other cups, but, like, in terms of things that could... He had one mug.
That's such a guy thing. I love that.
I know. And we've now upped the mug game. There's a lot of mugs in the mix. But it was... He was drinking out of a... He was drinking his morning coffee out of a plastic cup because he gave me the mug. And I looked at him and I was like, what are you doing? Like, that's testicular cancer. Stop. It turns out it's one of those, like, you can do any temperature
Vince
cups,
fucking takes his food
really
to work
upset.
And puts the Tupperware in the microwave and then eats it out of there. And I'm like, you're feeding yourself testicular cancer.
Right.
Mike, you don't microwave Tupperware. Yeah.
It's so hard to drink car water now, though.
Car water. It is, right? I mean, well, everyone, that's why you have to have, like, the glass or the even the metal is apparently bad. But
really?
Yeah. People like shit on seltzer too, which is a big problem for me because it's like my fave.
What do they say about it?
They just say that it's like worse than you could imagine.
Seltzer on its own?
Yeah. Like they say that bubbly water is like, not only does it cancel out regular water, but it's like in some ways the worst. I've heard that.
I love seltzer.
I am a whore for bubbly water.
What is it about like hipster girls in LA who love seltzer?
Because it's not Diet Coke and it's not beer, but it's funsies.
Okay, it's like a little, it's like a step up from soda. It's like, I'm giving up soda, but I'm not giving up my fun.
Sometimes you gotta crack a can.
Oh.
You know, like a LaCroix? You crack that LaCroix?
Mm. What's your fave flavor?
You know, I did coconut for a while.
I'm on coconut right now.
Grapefruit all the way for me.
Grapefruit.
Pamplemousse.
I know, I was like, I feel like, once Coachella happens, even if you don't go to Coachella, it's officially summer. In LA.
Oh, absolutely.
So then I'll eat and drink everything coconut flavored for.
That mixes until. Really well with Crown Royale, which I might good. Be a good tip. Know. Yeah, Morgan Murphy taught me that. It's a good combo.
That's my grandma's favorite booze. Remember we made my grandma a cocktail for her 100th birthday with Crown Royal? Royale.
Do you guys both
Royale.
Say Royale?
We both say Royale.
Yeah, I think
it's
I don't
Royal.
Know.
It's Royal.
I think it's a crown royal.
I'm fancy, so that's why I call it. I don't know why you guys, but
crown royal.
I think it's royal.
Crown royal. Yeah,
we were in a meeting with them,
and I said royal.
Yeah, and then we made a joke about crown royal with cheese.
That's why I say it.
No, it's the same thing with Kanye pepper. I don't. And
I'm sorry. Did you say Kanye pepper?
Georgia says Kanye pepper instead of cayenne pepper, and now it's fucked us up forever.
But now I can't remember which one's right.
It is cayenne pepper.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I accidentally call it Kanye pepper, and I call him Kanye West for a while, and now it's just like a thing.
No way.
Yeah.
It's like, awesome. But I do this with GIF and GIF. Like, I'll try so hard to say the one that's not wrong that I say the wrong one. Which is it now? It's GIF.
It's GIF. But GIF. I'm never saying that.
No, GIF sounds so much better.
I know. I can't remember. And it's like, you know, if you were to step up to a diving board and then you stutter right before you go on and belly flop, that's me every time I do it. Yeah. Oh, wait. Okay. Speaking of GIF and peanut butter, that's not related. That's a bad segue. But let's ask about your favorite midnight
snack. Slumber party question. Ready for this?
Oh,
super secret. No one's around.
Or someone's around, but you trust them.
Yeah. Or you have like a handful
of bagel bites. I know it's gross, but like if it's like a drunk night and I'm like teetering across the street to Ralph's to get, it'd be a bagel bite moment.
I have a question about that because when I'm eating like frozen food that I know is shitty, like, and they're like, this is how long you put it in the oven for. And you're like, bitch, I am eating bagel bites. Like, do you put it in the microwave or do you like toaster oven it?
I put it in the microwave, which blows people's minds. People are like, I didn't even know you could do that. And I'm like, yeah, that's what this like fake metal thing on is for.
It comes with like a microwave toaster, not unlike a Hot Pocket.
Right.
Right.
Right. Where you have to put the Hot Pocket in the MRI sleeve. Mm-hmm. It's like a weird metal tube and you're like, good luck in there.
Exactly.
You know what I miss is toaster strudels. Do you guys ever do toaster strudels?
I felt like those were just Pop-Tarts for rich bitches, but they're, I think that they were good, right?
But I can't bring myself to buy, like, same with Pop-Tarts. Like, I want one Pop-Tart someday, but I don't want to buy a box of Pop-Tarts and have those in my house.
I think it's mean that it comes in packs of two. Because you're like, what if you only want the one Pop-Tart and then your other Pop-Tart's got to chill out alone in that Mylar, like...
Well, you're going to fucking eat
pillowcase.
It.
Pillowcase. I guess you're going to eat both of them. I never understood the people who just whip out a Pop-Tart and don't bother to toast it.
Ew.
And some people like that. Yeah.
What's up with that?
Nazis.
I think when it's strawberry, you can get away with it. But if you get into like cinnamon territory, then like you have to microwave it. Because like cold cinnamon's disgusting. Unless it's like...
Horchata, maybe.
Yeah.
When was the last time you guys had horchata?
Long time.
Like forever ago, right?
Koreatown days.
Damn.
Like, but why? It's a big milky thing. Why would you
it's
want a big...
It's rice milk.
Oh, is it? I think it's a great idea.
Okay.
It's like that Armenian yogurt drink I see everywhere where I live, where it's like, I just don't want to drink a yogurt reminiscent of dairy, really.
Are you vegan? You're not vegan, are you?
No, not at all.
No, bagel bites. What am I talking
about? No, not at all. But I just like, I don't know. I haven't drank milk since I was a kid. So yeah. I don't like, you know, adults don't really drink milk.
No. Talk about cancer, right?
Guys.
Do they?
The idea of guzzling a glass of milk is like let's do it
right now.
It's so gross. I think when I was a kid, we used to just drink milk instead of water.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because of your bones. Like, right? And didn't your parents make you drink it at every meal?
Yeah.
I think so.
That's grossest so was at like Girl Scout camp where I was like, I don't know how this is kept. And they'd make I'm weird about dairy in other people's homes. Like, I won't even do eggs or mayonnaise.
Really?
At other people's houses.
Why?
Cause I think everyone has different rules about food, and mine are very like, you know, I don't leave the milk out on the counter for the morning for the whole family to come
people
down.
Do and that? Do their,
so many people just put the milk out on the counter in the morning, and then the kids tumble out of bed at various hours in the day and apply the milk to their cereal and put it back on the counter. That disgusts
that's
me.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, that's not good.
That's what they do on sitcoms.
Room temperature milk.
No one.
Ew.
I like cow temperature milk. I like it nice, like 99 degrees.
Body temp.
Just body temp where you can't even feel it go down your throat. It's just the same temp as
you. I think it's kind of a big thing that people won't share dairy. That's like a big thing, right?
Yeah, we have a friend who, we asked her what one of her fuck that's one thing she hated, and she's like sharing dairy. Like if she's like got a frozen yogurt and you're like, can I dip my spoon in there? She'll be like, can you fuck off? Which I get, I suppose.
Yeah.
I don't know. Oh, I was going to ask pet peeves, but I want to save that for fuck that. Let's do another slumber party game.
Okay.
Want to do Killing a Benjamin?
Sure.
I love this game. Okay, so Killing a Benjamin is a slumber party game. Let's say you had $100 that you did not have to answer to anyone about. You spend it however you want. You didn't have to feel guilty about it. It's only $100. Where do you blow it on?
I would just go get a haircut.
Really?
Yeah.
Your hair looks cool right now.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, no, but Yeah, I would just go get a haircut, or like I'd maybe like I don't know, like $100 is a lot of money to me,
and it's like to spend your own $100 on a haircut. You're like, fuck, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, it's a lot of money. I got a haircut yesterday, you guys, $90. I hadn't gotten a haircut.
That's really good.
By a professional in like a year, because I just hacked that shit off myself in the bathroom, and I kind of was like, I was doing an okay job. With kitchen scissors in the bathroom.
I feel like when you have long hair, you can get away with that.
Yeah.
But having a bob is like, if it looks bad, it looks fucking bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, bobs, you can't get the back by yourself. No.
And I've tried it and it looks bad.
But Moles, you have like curly, you have cute
curls. I don't brush my hair. But I, yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I guess I would, or like go buy a bunch of like really good groceries, maybe. Like,
good groceries.
What would you guys do with $100?
Hundo?
Cheese. I'd buy, you know what would be great? Is if like you could go into a cheese shop and you're like, give me the best $100 cheese plate, like spread. And I want fucking crackers and I want jams and I want things on it. And then I'd go home and eat it myself. Like, I hate when you have to eat a cheese plate in front of someone else and take little tiny cheese plate bites and, like, put, like, and you don't want to eat all the cheese of, like, this one, so you just take little corners of it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to go home.
That does give me anxiety.
Doesn't
you're right. it? Yeah, you're right. Because I'm, like, I don't want to be the person that's just, like, consistently going for that one cheese that I know right? I can identify and handle.
And you can be like, this is the best one, and I don't want to tell you it's the best one because I want to fucking eat it all. And then it's fun to like try a bite of it with a little bit of this other thing and try with that, and then before you know it, you've eaten most of it.
Have I ever had a cheese plate with you and you're like, bitch, stop going for that?
No, I don't think we've ever had a cheese plate together.
I feel like we have so many. Now I'm worried that I've, because I don't,
never.
I think I'm an asshole that I'm just, well, this one's good.
It actually would make me feel better if someone else took a big bite of it, because then I'd be like, oh, great, we got to do this. Okay, cool.
Right. You'd be like, it's like rules out the window.
Right. And like, I can't be the one to start the rule because then I'm a dick, but like, I want to eat a I want there to be like a cheese to cracker ratio that's like mostly cheese. What? Yeah. This is a long.
No, it's important.
That's what I would
say. Makes me want to get you a cheese plate for your birthday
alone. I want to.
Like I can picture you guys eating a cheese plate together. How is it possible that after all these years of best friendship, you guys have not split a cheese plate?
I don't think we've ordered one at
Covell.
A place.
What about Covell?
You're
like I've broke down on some cheese.
Yeah, you're right. I'm sure we've cheese plated.
I've put out cheese plates.
I've eaten your cheese plates that you've put out. But the minute I like you cut into a brie at the tip, and it looks like such a huge chunk is gone immediately.
Right.
Right.
Yes, mm-hmm. But life is for eating.
I know, but what if I'm the dick that everyone's like, Jesus, George is going to town on that?
Can you imagine people at a party being like, of all the shit anyone's done in their life, there are genocides. For someone to be like, Georgia ate so much of that brie.
I legitimately think people have talked about me eating cheese plates before.
I doubt that with all of my
being. I'm sure you're right, but that's how much anxiety it brings me.
What do you, okay, if you had to think about people talking shit about you, is there a thing that you're like, I'm always worried that people are talking about this?
Oh.
Like, what's your paranoia?
I have a lot of paranoias about what's the number one thing?
Like, what's a weird thing?
I feel like, lately, not that I'm old, but I'm feeling like you're such a baby.
I
feel like people could be like, oh, I mean, because I have been around. I feel like people would be like, that girl's like, just like she's been like she's over, like she's been around.
Like you're not new and exciting.
Yeah, like I'm not new and exciting, or like people get my bit. Like I'm done. Like that's what I fear.
That's so crazy, because from an outsider, it's like, oh, you're legit. Like you have gained legitimacy and proven yourself because you've been around. Like you have had several jobs and
that's
like
very sweet.
Continue to pump out cool shit.
And you're the authority on your vibe. You know what I mean?
I am,
like, you got to think of it like that. Like, what?
Yeah.
Are you the one that people go to for this? Like, oh, they want someone to write a thing about this. Like, Malls is totally the one to go to.
Yeah. Here's the thing. My vibe has changed. I don't know if you guys agree, but I feel that now, like, I turned 30 and I immediately, like, shut down on, like, all of that, like, feeling like I need to go to parties, feeling like I need to, like, live in a part of town where things are accessible. Like, I have straight up move my ass to Glendale. I do not leave my apartment. I sit on my sectional. I write like freelance shit and like pretend I'm writing a spec script. And like that's, I don't do anything.
It's so great to be 30 and be like, oh, I don't have to do this anymore. I don't have to fucking run around and like go to someone's party that I don't really, haven't seen them since like 2011. But maybe there'll be someone there who like I.
Yeah, no, that's all gross. I think when you... I had a thing when I turned 30 too, where I was like, I was freelance and I got offered like a full-time job with benefits. And I remember most of the reason I took it, I was like, well, I just turned 30. I was like, I'm grown up now. But you also have like a boyfriend who you really adore, who's dope.
Yes.
That's so great. I love you guys
love
together.
Him.
Did you guys meet on Drunk History?
We met through Drunk History. Yeah. Yeah. Like, I'd never even seen the show, to be honest. I just like wrote an email to my manager when I was drunk one night being like, why haven't you got me on Drunk History?
Oh, that's
I didn't even know what it was. Like, I just like had heard about it in the world and I was like, I should be on that. And so I sent an email, and then it actually turned out that like my team also works with Jeremy Connor, who is the director, and, I went in for a meeting with Derek. It's weird because Derek almost didn't take the meeting with me because we had previously met at a Hello Giggles storytelling show where I was apparently quote unquote aloof. But I don't even remember like being, I think I was in a terrible mood. Like I will to this day say like, I think I was in a really bad mood that night and I don't remember meeting him at all. And we took the meeting and he asked me to do it that day. And then, like, it was basically the day we were filming that I was like, oh, my God. Like, I think I love you.
Because you guys seem like, didn't you call him babe in your episode?
I call everyone babe, though.
Oh, I thought you guys were, like, couple by that point.
No.
That was, like, if you watched your episode of Drunk History, you kind of watched your first date with your boyfriend, Derek.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
At one point, you guys are drinking beer, and you go, like, babe. And I'm like, oh, how cute. Like, they're, like, such a cute couple.
See, and he was like, oh, she must like me. She called me babe, and I call everyone babe. Like I call no one, like I'll just be like, hey babe, like to no one. So I
that's so cute.
But it is like in our first date, quote unquote, I mean it's certainly not a date, we're getting drunk in my like living room
that's
for television, but it's all transcribed. So like everything we've ever, like we both immediately bonded over the fact that people always think we're drunk or stoned, even when we're not.
Aww.
And that we've both been mistaken for retarded and we're both special ed. Like it was immediately like, yeah, it just like vibed immediately. And it was not, yeah.
That's gotta be your wedding
video. Like a
week
later. It was awesome. It was so, it was the first time that I ever like nervously liked a guy and then had it pay off. Cause normally just like the guy like never calls. I have completely imagined the entire thing in my head. And at this one, I was like, oh, yeah.
That's cool. So cute. You guys are great.
They say when that works, that shit works.
And I had literally just done that thing that like everyone says they do and then love happens where I was like, you know what? If I move to Malibu and get a bunch of dogs and like just have room for friends and family, like maybe that's okay. Maybe I've picked this life. And
is that your dream life? Like if you had to quit your, here's a slumber party question. Oh, yeah. If you had to quit your life and start over some, like somewhere else, like you get to pick up and move anywhere and be anything you want to be. But, like, in, within reason. You can't, like, be an ad exec if you've never fucking ad exec before, right?
Well, I think if you... I feel like...
I guess anyone it's a fantasy.
Anyone could slip in and be an ad exec.
That's true.
You just have to be, like... You just have to wear a good pantsuit.
You just have to watch Mad Men once in a while.
Right? Okay, so, like, yeah, you had to... Like, let's say you had a do-over. Would it be Malibu with dogs?
No, I'd move to Austin and do hair.
That's a good one.
Yeah, because I love Austin, Texas. It's my, like, that's where I want to have, like, a family and stuff. I can't, don't, I, like, maybe 10 years in LA tops for me. But if I have a kid that's 5 years old ever, it's not going to be here. So, because I want it to, like, you know, I want it. I want my kids to be, like, normal. Yeah. And I don't think you can really always do that here. I think it's, like, I watch people really struggle between, A, having a lot of money and, or not having a lot of money and how that, where that sends them to school. And it just is like, even the people who are trying their best to be normal still have somewhat of an eccentric child, which is not the worst thing. But like, I just feel like you should be able to have a normal, fresh start.
Right.
I feel like I got that in Massachusetts.
Right.
Where are you from?
I'm from Orange County, but and I fucking hate it. And I struggle with that too. Like, I don't ever want to leave Los Angeles, but I don't want to raise a kid here.
No.
But I also don't want to move to like Pasadena. Or
I know,
like
yeah, like I know people who live in like Agora Hills or something, ugh, like way out there, and they feel like they have a normal life, but it takes them 2 hours to get anywhere.
I don't want that. I don't want the Agora Hills normal life.
Yeah,
Austin is a cool, is at least a hip normal life.
Yeah, Austin's got bats under that bridge. I'm super into that.
I love it. I love Austin.
Have you seen those bats fly out of that bridge?
Mm-hmm.
How crazy is
it's
that?
So, it's like the wildest thing it ever. Is. It's
when
so you, beautiful
when
there.
People talk about that city, I know, I'm like, yeah, 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 there's bats and there's good food and stuff. But I'm like, those bats. Oh, those gross bats that smell like poo. I love them.
Allie, what would you spend $100 on?
Oh, movie tickets.
Smart.
I would just get like I would just buy like I know that only gets you like 3 ArcLight passes, but I would just like go to the ArcLight. I'd watch like a couple movies, and I'd eat so much popcorn, and I'd drink a big disgusting soda that gives me cancer.
That is a good blowout.
And I'd just be like, I'm gonna get this movie experience. I think it's so hard to justify because it's like honestly like $17 to go see a movie on a Sunday. I went, I hadn't seen a movie in the theaters in like 2 years. And I went, I was like, I'm going to go see Her by myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I went and the theater was packed. It was New Year's Day, which I forgot was like the day that everyone goes to the movies. But I'm actually really glad I saw that in a movie theater because it was so about like technology being alienating that it was actually nice to see it with a bunch of like breathing, farting, laughing humans because I was like, I felt really grounded.
Yeah, you love seeing movies and you never do it.
I never do it because
it's a little cost prohibitive.
I know, but you know what I spend on my cable a month? $130, and I don't get any good channels.
That's true.
I don't get like HBO
or
Showtime.
That's how I justify going to the movies is that I don't have cable. I just like I got scolded pretty badly in a meeting recently for not having cable. They were like, "You're the problem." They were just literally pointing at me, going, "You're the problem."
Wow.
And as like I like the you know the Mindy Project is on the bubble because of me or something. Like
oh
I
don't
like, I'm the soul. Like I would have a Nielsen box if I wasn't in. Like it was just so
it's
bizarre.
Absolutely not the writing or the channel or the network or the anything. It's probably you.
Probably just me. But it's not all of America canceling their cable because $130 is fucking ridiculous.
No.
It's insane that that's how much it costs to not even have like HBO or Showtime or I don't even get like Nat Geo Wild or the Science Channel. I don't even get OWN, which is like
basic
bitches.
Yeah.
Made for and by basic bitches. And I can't, it's not on basic cable.
It's the best. There's so many true crime, like true, what is it called?
Dateline on OWN. Oh, yeah.
Stop it.
It
it's the best.
Derek and I do Murder Sundays where we watch all day long. I call them, he doesn't call it Murder Sunday, but I call it Murder Sunday, where we just watch Dateline on ID on OWN, regular Dateline. And then sometimes we'll watch a movie like Just Cause, like during dinner. So oh we feel God. Like we're doing something intellectual.
I like when those, that's my like, oh, you have to go to a show. Bye, babe. And then it's like, oh, I'm going to watch everything. And I'm doing my nails. And it's just like,
I learned something. Best. This is going to be what I learned this week, though, Georgia.
What?
And it was a lot. I couldn't stop thinking about you and also me. But do you know who Maslow is? Abraham Maslow. Maslow's hierarchy of needs.
Oh, no. Yeah, he's a psychologist.
Okay, psychologist, right? And he has this pyramid of like things you need in order to be like happy. And you're not going to reach. Okay, bottom of the pyramid is like you need to pee. You need to eat. You need to sleep.
Breathe.
And then there's security is above that. You need to not feel like someone's going to kill you. And then it's like you need happiness and connection. And then at the top is like self-actualization. But you can't have any of the good stuff until you like don't feel like you are starving and someone's going to kill you.
You can't
and
pass.
You can't sleep.
You can't skip over a stage.
Yeah. And I was like, do you remember how up until like this summer I just slept on the floor all the time?
Yeah.
And I was constantly tired and I'd be like, I don't know, I was doing something and then I fell asleep on the floor. And, but I was listening to this podcast. It was a TED talk and it was about this, but you should listen to it. Okay. And it's all about how if you don't have sleep and you feel scared someone's going to kill you all the time, you're never going to be happy. And I was like, Georgia Hardstark. Cause like that morning I listened to it. You had texted me that like Mimi kept you up until her cat like kept her up until 4 a.m. and you watch so much murder TV.
I know.
Every person you pass, you're like,
the murderer.
I know.
Does that affect you? Like, do you think people are going to, you,
well, no, because it's so like cut together that I can almost like step away from it. I'm like, these people aren't real. Like, oh, that's sad that that murder happened in that fictional realm. Like, I don't think it's real, which is a sad part because that's the whole point is to like show us this horrible thing that happened.
But they also dramatize it so much that it almost could seem like this fake thing. And it's like, oh, well, she did this thing wrong and I don't do that. So,
but what's the thing wrong? Like you're a hot
teenager and you're stupid and you don't lock your door. Like that's a recipe for getting murdered.
I love the ones with teens. Like I search Dateline teen on YouTube all the time. Like if it's a high school thing where it's like a mean girl situation or anything, I love it because I was such a nerd in high school that genre of like pain will never get old for me.
Oh my God. You like want to see them suffer.
Yeah.
Dead hot teens.
I want to like be like, wow, must be nice to have like someone care about you so much in high school that they murder you. Must be nice.
What is that? I wonder what all of our like our preferences for those shows say. Like I love kidnappings. I love kidnapping by strangers because to me that's like the ultimate like fucking, when is that ever going to happen? That's such a rare thing.
And that's what's so scary though.
I know.
Like you're just talking about it is so scary.
I know.
Like, I won't even go down that rabbit hole because I'll get so terrified of it.
Well, I love it that it's all like for like the killing your friend from high school because you're mad at her is like you could have avoided this thing by doing this. But it's like, this fucking crazy human being was going after a kid and did it. And like you could have, there's nothing you could have done about it.
That's,
I know.
But doesn't that introduce like a layer of chaos into every life situation?
Yes.
Like, look, right now my door is unlocked.
Oh, I know.
Anyone could, you know my door is unlocked.
Of course I know your door is unlocked.
Boy. Oh, by the way. Oh, ghost story.
Oh, yeah.
That reminds me. I was in bed the other day and the light was on and I heard my door unlock. I always lock my door when I come in and I heard my door unlock and I came out and my door was unlocked. It was like 1 a.m.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So I locked it.
That's really scary.
Ghosts.
Do you have any ghosts?
Yes, but I'm at peace with them. I don't care about ghosts. Like, I don't know why they just don't. I know why they're here and it doesn't bother me. But my parents' house, their old house in Needham, I used to go back there every year for Christmas. And every night I would hear like this couple having like a severe, like crazy domestic incident in the kitchen. Like, slamming cabinets and like screaming. And the first time I was like, that is so weird. Like Mom and Greg don't fight like that. Like that is weird. And I like got out of bed and
that's
like,
how real it was.
I was like, Mom, Greg, are you guys okay? And like, they were not there. And then that's how real it was. And then the next night it happened. And the next year it happened. Following year it happened again. So I just got used to it. Like I was just like, someone died here. There was a couple that died here.
Did anyone else hear it? Did you tell your mom or you didn't want to scare her?
I told, well, my stepdad's like kind of like a, he he's like a jokes, like he would never be honest with me if it happened. And I was like, Greg, tell me the truth. Like, when you bought this house, did they do what they have to do and disclose to you that anyone died here? And he was like, no, nothing like that. Nothing like that. But he would never tell me if it was true.
Yeah.
So, cause he knows I would tell my little sister, or he just like thinks it would like freak. Yeah. So then my best friend, Ed, who you guys know, came to Massachusetts for New Year's Eve 1 year. And I, you know, being not afraid of ghosts, I just told him, like, as we were sleeping in double beds in my brother's Sacramento Kings themed bedroom. Cause they were born in Sacramento. They, I was like, okay, good night. And I was like, oh, by the way, the kitchen's haunted.
And I like went to sleep.
And it didn't even occur to me that that was like a shitty thing to do to someone.
I wouldn't believe you.
I was just like, by the way, the kitchen's haunted. And so then like Ed, next thing I know, Ed is like on top of me like a crescent roll in bed. And he's like, oh my God, how could you do this to me? And I'm like, what are you talking? I'm like, it's not that bad. I'm like, they have their own shit. They are not worried about us. Like, they want to destroy. They want to destroy each other.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Did you hear anything that night?
Yeah. Every time I slept there for years, for every night that I slept at their house, I would, even like if I wasn't in a sleep, like going to sleep, like sometimes I'd just be in the computer room, like being on California
time. What were
time.
They yelling about?
It was never like, you could never hear words, but you just knew like, oh, that's a racket. Like, that's some shit happening in there.
God, that is fucked up. Yeah. I have such goosebumps right now.
I love it.
But it's not, you know what? Derek and I have HLC meters for into ghost hunting and shit like
that. But wait, what? Why didn't you fucking start there?
I know, bury the lead much. No, but Derek got me into like paranormal shit.
That is so cool.
Because I realized, like, oh, I think that he's sensitive to stuff like that. I am too. We were in a hotel room where a family of five was murdered by the father.
Oh,
and we got
God.
Some really weird vibes in the room, and there was like red staining on the sheets. And then like I flicked on the bathroom light and like it was popped, like the light popped as in it went out. Whoa. But like the smell that was left was not like any smell I've ever smelled from a light bulb. It was like not any sort of like filament, nothing like that. It was like burning skin is what it smelled like.
Oh my God.
So we checked out of that hotel that day.
How did you find out about the murders?
His brother wrote like, have fun in the murder hotel. And like Derek's like, he's just fucking with me or whatever. Yeah. And we like looked it up, and sure enough, a father went to his daughter's graduation in Towson, Maryland. And walked across the street to the mall that connects through a tunnel, went to the Crate and Barrel, bought a knife, came back and stabbed his whole family and then killed himself.
Fuck. What?
Bought a knife at Crate and Barrel. Fuck.
What a nice knife.
I know.
He killed himself also?
Yeah. It was
with a knife?
It was a Russell Armstrong situation from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Like he had misallocated funds, yeah. And he just like, he knew that the family, even in his absence, would never recover from the financial shit that he did, so he just killed them all and then killed himself.
Let them decide. I feel like if they can recover.
That's like when a hamster eats its babies and you're like, how is that even
possible? Terrifies me, the fact that you've known that since a kid. That like, I remember hearing about a dad, there was a kid at Disneyland with his dad, and they were divorced. His parents were divorcing, and he fucking lit him on fire. Do you remember that story?
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah,
that might have just been a California like thing that we all knew. But like, I remember hearing that. I was like 87, and being like, "Oh, that's a thing dads can do," and like never trusting anyone again.
Well, oh, one dad.
That's crazy.
I know, right?
Lighting on fire is so passionate and emotional.
He
crazy.
Survived.
Yeah. I do feel like that Eminem song where he threatens, I suppose, what is ostensibly Rihanna, to tie her to the bed and let the house on fire.
Yeah.
I was like, that's kind of a little too instructional. Like, can you leave out some details so that people have to piece that together themselves?
Totally. Like, he's like talking about what aisle at Home Depot to go down to
like, pay with cash.
Yeah, because I'm like, I feel like someone's probably been like, well, works for Eminem. Like, I can't, like, that could totally kill you. Sometimes, and I'm not going to go into this, but I play that. If someone in my life were to murder me, I wonder who it would be. Well, let's move on, though. Let's do fuck that.
Okay. It's never me. Has it been me?
I don't think you would murder me.
I would never murder you.
I don't think you would murder me. I don't think you would murder me. Sometimes it's like, I wonder if there's someone in my building who's a little crazy, or like a guy you're dating maybe would go off the handle, or Georgia, or I'm never going to Crate and Barrel you.
No, oh my God.
I don't think he would kill me. I think he would be too grossed out by killing.
That's so much more fucking sinister than watching a death show.
Than just watching, well, because most people who are actually murdered are murdered by people they know. I know. So I'm like, oh, that's weird that if I ever get murdered, I'd probably be like Facebook friends with them. Is that weird?
Shit.
Hopefully not. But can you imagine if it's just someone you knew from Instagram killed you?
Crazy.
Okay, let's talk. Let's do Fuck That. Okay, so Fuck That's this game we play. It's one thing you love so much. You would lay it down and you would slow bone it and you would drink Chardonnay with it. And then Fuck That is also one thing you hate so much. You're like, fuck that to hell. I hate it. Okay. So we usually start with the thing we hate. That way we don't end on a terrible note. We haven't covered anything dark in this episode, though.
No, we're good.
What's something that you hate?
What do you hate, Molly?
I hate how few coffee drive-thrus there are in Los Angeles.
Word, preach it.
Excellent point.
I mean, what the literal fuck? Like, you go to like some place where there's nobody. Like, Palm Springs has a Starbucks drive-thru. Right. There's one on like Camarillo or whatever. Camarillo, how do you say it?
Camarillo.
In the Valley. There's one.
Fuck the Valley.
It's like near Riverside. There's that. But that's the closest you can get to like a good Starbucks drive-thru around here.
Do they have in Massachusetts, and I know they have this in colder climates, bean barns. Have you heard of these?
No.
They're these little things. They look like an outhouse, kind of, but larger. And it's just a tiny structure, like a person's in it. You roll up to one side and you're like, give me a coconut macchiato. And then you do a U-turn and then they have it for you by the time you get around.
What?
And in colder climates where you don't want to get out and kill yourself on the ice. But bean barns are everywhere in like
bean
the
barn.
Yeah,
I've never heard it called that, no. But I know what you're talking about. That's smart.
Have you seen? There's actually one in Echo Park. Drive up liquor stores.
What?
Yeah, where you're like, give me a six pack of bloody bone of thing of that, and they like bring it out to you.
About they're like nothing.
You do have to speak non gibberish, ma'am.
Can you wait till your seizure has completed to place your order?
But it's more like you just yell at this guy who's sitting in the open air liquor store. Like that you want these things.
I didn't know that was a possibility.
Yeah, it's weird.
Can they make a coconut macchiato? What do you hate?
I hate, and this is a throwback to earlier before you guys got here and I was just at Allie's burping loudly.
It was intense today.
I hate swallowing vitamins and pills, especially gel caps. Mm. Those make me belch and want to throw up so much.
I thought you mouth barfed for a minute.
No,
you sounded like
did.
You were in pain.
I
asked you if you mouth barfed, but you didn't. You said no.
I didn't want to freak you out until we were talking about it on the podcast. I guess until everyone could fucking hear about it.
I was in my closet and I heard you belch, and I popped my head out. I was like, ooh, just like, throw up.
No.
Don't lie to me.
I think any benefits I would get from a supplement or a vitamin are just like, I don't give a shit because for the next hour after I take them, I'm right. belching and want to throw up.
How many pills did you, how many supplements?
Now I have to take like five because of like all these, oh my God, it's complicated.
So what do you swallow them with?
Water.
Not fizzy water, I hope. It'll kill ya. Car water?
If anyone has a solution to that, please tweet at us.
Yeah, just throw them all in a blender? No? Fish oil? Cod liver?
What do you hate?
I hate when you're at a fucking salad bar and it's three people deep. Maybe it's like one in the after 12 o'clock noon. And whoever's at the lead is just taking their time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
They're picking out garbanzo beans in a singular fashion. I was at the Gelson salad bar. I just needed to roll up and get a quick salad, a car salad, essentially. And there was a woman who, four different kinds of creamy white dressing on her thing. She was like a little doll for this. What's this one? And I was like, do you not see
that
the seven people?
Me.
Yeah.
It was really upsetting.
So and you're not allowed to pass them. That's like a weird thing,
too.
You're
not allowed to pass them.
It's not really a line, except you're not allowed to fucking pass them.
But it's just one of those things where it's like, You know what? If you need a minute, step back, survey the salad bar, make some choices, roll up, put that shit in your bin or whatever. But don't just be like, hearts of palm. When there's like so many hungry people on like a lunch break.
And they know exactly what they want and they can get. What's the etiquette for when you're at an ice cream place? I was just in an ice cream place and like there's a line and you're all ordering your ice cream and the people ahead of you are tasting like 10 ice creams, but you already picked yours.
I hate everyone.
Do you get to go ahead of them?
Literally infuriates me.
Me too.
Because no one, if I was doing that, I would turn to the people behind me and say, please go ahead.
Right.
Yeah. That even in that salad bar situation, if it got to a point where I was like, you know what, I'm not going to be like, I'm not going to like shovel this in my mouth in my car in 5 seconds because this bitch wanted to like hearts of palm it. Like, I would just say, excuse me, do you mind? And I would just like point ahead of around her and be like, that's where I'm going. Like right there. And of course, unless she's a monster, she's not going to say she minds.
I think
but
she was a monster. The woman who was right behind her was a tiny little old lady who was only getting a few things, but you could tell she was just standing there with her little, just Ben. Unable to go either direction. Oh, and you're like, come on, this woman survived some wars. Let her get some lima beans ahead of you.
BTW single lady cooking tip. If you are cooking, if I need just a certain amount of cherry tomatoes to get my recipe done, I just will salad bar four cherry tomatoes. Or like I needed croutons to top a casserole I was making recently.
What the fuck? Why have I never thought about that?
Something I got from Shauna. My mom was a caterer and Shauna would just like be like, I don't need like 8 cans of beans. I need like 3 scoops of beans.
Dude, I've never thought about
and
that.
And it so depends smart. On the wetness, of course, of what you're buying as well. Sure. You got to stay away from the wet stuff at salad bars and at Yogurtland because the fruit, that's where they get you.
Yeah.
Because the fruit is that's all heavy. Soaking wet.
Heavy, heavy. You're buying water.
My mind is being literally blown right
I know,
now.
I know. Although when I'm at Yogurtland or something, I know those bananas are heavy, but I want them. And I'm like, you know what? I'm a grown woman and this is dinner.
When you What's the heaviest fruit do you think? Sorry.
Mango?
No, a mango might what be dense as fuck.
Banana or mango?
Banana or mango, yeah.
But they're also coincidentally the most delicious.
That's true.
What are you going to do?
But who the fuck wants mango on it? If you have mango on your frozen yogurt, something's wrong with you.
Something's wrong with
me. I am looking right at you.
I think it's delicious.
Mango on froyo?
It's tart. I like it. And it's a little bit piney. It almost has a juniper note.
All right.
I like it.
Because when I get froyo, I'm like, chocolate me.
I know. I go the fruit route. Sometimes I'll caramel it, but... I don't know. I mean, now I want froyo. Let's talk about something we love.
Okay, we're going to end on Molly's love so that we can end on a happiness.
G-Money, what do you love?
I love... Have you guys heard of wine gums?
What?
They're this British candy.
I live near a BevMo, so...
Oh, yeah. They're like...
gummy wine?
They're gummy, but they're like really hard gummies. Okay. And they're like... And so your mouth just like waters when you chew them because they're very chewy. And they're all these different flavors, but they kind of all have like a little like of a... punch.
I've never had them. I just know of them.
Are they alcoholic?
I think they might be made with the idea of wine, but I don't.
You don't have a gummy and get like fucked up.
No. And they have every different flavor, but I just found them and I ate a whole bag driving home from where I bought them.
I'd like to try those.
They're great.
I have some friends who just got a weed card and they each ate one gummy bear and were absolutely obliterated for like an entire.
I'm hearing
day.
That the gummy bears are where it's at.
I've heard that too. And I was like, how big was the gummy bear? Was it like one of those joke gummies? It's like the rat gummy. And they're like, no, it was the size of like part of your pinky.
That's so scary.
And they're like,
me.
And I can't remember my name.
That sounds like me having a panic attack.
Do you want one? And I was like, no, that's just a delicious psychosis. Anyway.
Okay. What do you love?
One thing I love so much is, I started to talk about it last episode, but then I cut myself off, I think. But I wanted to note that we're not getting paid for this at all, but we're both super into this.
That was going to be my other thing.
No.
What is it? Rapid Lash?
Yes.
Fuck, sorry.
Rapid Lash. Okay. Okay. You talk about Rapid Lash. I'll talk about,
No, talk about it. Okay. It's all yours.
All right. So this Rapid Lash shit. You put on your eyelashes and it takes like a month before you notice anything. You have to do it on blind faith, like blind cosmetic faith.
You won't go blind.
You won't go blind. But I checked out a ton of reviews on Amazon. It's kind of like Latisse, but it doesn't fuck up your eyes.
And it's cheap.
Where do you get it?
I got it on Amazon for like $29. And it's a serum. You put it on your eyes. But after like 3 weeks or a month, you're like,
fucking
holy
works.
Shit.
It works by, it doesn't make your lashes grow. It makes them not fall out. So they have a chance to keep growing. And they all stay there. So they're like thicker.
Yeah, it's crazy though.
It's crazy.
I would put on mascara and I'd be like, that didn't do shit. Mm-hmm. And now I'll put on mascara and I'm like, God,
I can tell a
damn.
Difference in your lashes so much.
It was like 20
bucks.
You do
have really long lashes.
I had shit cactus spike lashes like a month ago.
Do you know they're trying to make formulate it for men's hair? Which I'm like, just buy one and paint your fucking forehead.
Paint your whole dome with it.
Yeah.
You need like 17 of those little serums.
Sure, but.
But sure, coat that dome.
Do it, bro.
Yeah, so that shit is legit and for real. Anyway, what do you love?
I already said it. Wine gums.
Oh, wine gums. God, I'm so sorry.
Molly, what do you love?
Okay, well, my love is, I talk about this a lot, actually. It's not a secret, but I just need to, I hope other people who love this find me. Pretty Little Liars is like my life. It's the most important show I've ever seen. It's my favorite thing in the world. And I just, not to plug a podcast on a podcast, and yeah, I also have my own podcast, but there's this podcast called Bros Like PLL 2. And it's amazing. I just discovered it. It's these two. I've already like reached out. Like I'm trying to do like a collab with them. Like I'm manifesting us all working together someday because I think they're so smart. But, and Derek was like, do you have a crush on them? I'm like, no, I'm just like, you don't understand. Like I finally found someone that can talk on my level about, wow. They do 2 hours for each episode. Holy they talk shit. For 2 hours straight, breaking down literally dialogue, outfits, like possible, like, cause that's the whole thing. It's a show of red herrings. So like, you're just basically like being like, just that. Like turned around every week. They've made us like for 5 years, they've given us no information and we all watch. So
what is the basic premise for someone who hasn't seen it, who might get up on this tip?
Okay. Well, a group of girlfriends, high school girlfriends, after their queen bee dies, a year later, they start being anonymously terrorized by someone via text message and like them doing things in their life. Like, so like basically like, all of their lies are threatened to be, he or she threatens to expose them all the time. And their lies go so deep to the point where like the second episode, you find out they like blinded a girl.
And did they kill the queen bee? And you're going to find that out.
You wonder that. Wow. But
This is not the one where Kristen Bell is. That's Gossip Girl.
That's Gossip Girl.
Okay,
yeah,
shit.
That's Gossip Girl. They're both Alloy Productions.
Oh. So what's the podcast called again? Plug the shit out of it.
It's called Bros Like PLL 2.
What's your podcast?
Oh, my podcast is Please Advise. Yeah. PLZ Advise.
I have been tempted to call in a few times and then I was like, what if Molly knows it's me?
No. And by the way, people call and be like, hey, Molls, guess who? And I never can guess. I'm like, I don't know who. Like, I have three friends. Is it one of you? I don't know.
I love that
someone calls with like an really bad Australian accent who's like, oh, I've got a boy question.
Do you know what's weird? Is that we just had Nee from Catfish on and he was like, dating some Australian Big Brother star, and so all these Australian girls called. So we have like a wealth of Australia. You actually could totally pass right now there's so many Aussies
in
the mix.
She's got a pretty good. Do your Nads impression.
I can't do it on command. It's too much. Do you remember Nads?
It was God, yeah.
Do it. I make her do it all the time.
It was made out of honey and you'd use it to wax your mustache. But
and there was like an infomercial, do it.
Yeah, and it was smooth in the direction of the hair growth.
That's all. I would just do it to make Georgia laugh when we were on the road.
Smooth in the direction. I like the way that Australians say,
I don't know. I mean, I think it's still available.
I think it is.
I just love how Australians say gnar.
Nar.
Because it's not like any sound anyone makes on the planet ever.
No.
And you're like, what's up with you, Australians?
It's a hard O, you guys.
I don't get it. It's a diphthong. Tell us where else we can find you.
Tell us about your book.
Oh, fuck your book.
It's on, you guys can pre-order right now and it comes out.
It's on Amazon and iBooks. It comes out May 12th. And it's called The Alcoholic Bitch Who Ruined Your Life.
Best fucking title.
Thank you. Well, it happened. My boyfriend was like, why'd you call it that? Like, I think I was secretly horrified, but I was like, well, I found out someone called me that.
I knew that's what it was.
And I thought it was like, I mean, wow, like what a thing to be called. Like what a thing to be called. Like I was like, first of all, no one can ruin your life but yourself.
Fair.
Second of all, like, honey, let's not throw stones in glass houses. Like the person who called me that, I was like, sweetheart, really? Like, come on. Like, let's really think about what we're saying here. But I thought it was so funny because I was like, that's just so like visceral and angry. Like, it's just like so like, and I think we had beef at the time, but I certainly didn't ruin her life. So I was like, yeah, I just thought it was time to reclaim it. Well, I'm just like, I think it's funny. I think that you all like, you know, like we were saying, like, what's your worst nightmare that someone would like say about you? And like, that's like kind of up there for me.
Right.
Where I was like, you know, what, did I ruin your credit score? Like, did I like steal your man? Like, I'm very unclear on like how I ruined your life. So, what I did is to help figure out if I'm really a life ruiner. I wrote about this whole experience after my father died and I got led to like, I decided to go to see someone, a therapist who like talks a lot about substance abuse, and he ultimately recommended that. I was like, I got into a fight when I was drunk, like verbal sparring. And I was like, I would never do that. Like, I'm not mean. Like, that's, if there's like one thing I know I'm not, it's like, I'm not a mean chick. And so I was really appalled by that. And like, it happened like a couple times where my attitude kind of turned after I drank like one too many. And I was like, I don't like that. So I was vocal about that in therapy. And he was like, what about rehab? And I was like, yeah, I'll go to rehab. So I was no thought. Like, that's probably the most addictive part of me, is that I'm like impulsive. And like, I was like, oh yeah, okay, rehab. So then I was like, how do I pay for rehab? Oh, I'll pitch an ebook and I'll get, take the advance, and then I'll go to rehab with the, some of my savings and then the advance, and I'll write the book, and it'll become hugely successful. And I have just those 5.99 copies of my ebook are just gonna cover this expense. So
tell everyone where they can find you online.
Oh, I'm just Molls on Twitter, Molls on Twitter, and
Instagram.
Yeah, it's Molls. And then just Please Advise, go to, like, we're trying to, you know, build up the Please Advise nation.
It's PLZ,
I'm really working my ass off for this Nature Box sponsorship. I now have my listeners tweeting threats directly to Nature Box. So just go to naturebox.com/pleaseadvise. It's going to be a 404 error, and just keep pressing refresh, and they're going to see that come through eventually in IT and wonder where it's all coming from.
I'm gonna threaten them on Twitter, but with an Australian accent.
Please, just like a voice memo.
I might.
I might literally call it for advice, though.
I might do it, Allie.
Okay. We have some great guests coming up.
Oh, that'd be so great.
Thanks for listening. We've been Slumber Party, and we've been Allie in Georgia, and Allie Ward, Georgia Heartstark. You can find us on places. Go to Feral Audio. And if you would please subscribe and comment on, or give us a feedback on
iTunes. Yeah. We read all of it. And we also do. Yeah. So subscribe, text a friend right now and say, hey, do you listen to this podcast? You should. Cause then you can talk shit about us together. Yay. Also, if you buy Rapid Lash, you can. Can people go to an Amazon link through the Feral Audio?
Oh, yeah.
We will get about 10 cents per order.
Yeah.
If you, but that's true for anything you buy on Amazon. If you go to Feral Audio,
go to Slumber Party page
and you get to Amazon, you can buy whatever you buy on Amazon, which is none of our business. We get like a dime or something.
Yeah, it's great. Nice. Do it. We love you.
Thank you guys so much for listening.
Thank you. Thank you, Molly, for being here.
Thanks for having me. Clap, 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 clap. You guys are awesome.
Clapping. You're awesome.
That was applause. Clap,
clap, clap. I know. Feral Audio.